Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
All aboard!
For you. You used to work at TK.
Yeah, I've interviewed Ozzy.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah. Oh. Is that what you're going to ask?
No, I was just going to ask, you know, what level of connection significance do you have for Ozzy Osbourne?
Oh, my God. Like, he is, he's been around for over half a decade.
Yeah.
I mean, he was an old man when I was a baby, you know, and it's amazing. He's just always been in the background. And when they did the Osbournes, we got to interview all of them. Just the four on the show anyway.
Yeah.
And they could not have been cooler. It's funny because Ozzy sounds like Boomhauer a little bit. He did then, King of the Hill. It's like a British guy.
Right.
I'm Ozzy. You're like, what? What? He was hard to understand
that
then.
And put it in an American accent, please.
But, man, what
less gibberish.
Just a huge part of it. Like everybody on the Gulf Coast. I mean, you know, everybody listened to Black Sabbath at one point or another. So
it's funny because to me, that was never exactly my genre. You know, metal was never my genre. But even yesterday, as I was going back and grabbing some bumper music off of early albums, you know, like Black Sabbath and Paranoid and some of his solo stuff. I was like, man, you know, some of this is not my stuff, and some of this is really good, you know.
Yeah.
And it was interesting to me because, again, he was, you know, for me growing up, Ozzy was always that weird guy who bit a bat on stage or something, you know.
Right.
And, you know, did he really? Yeah, he really did. You know, like that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't my music, but obviously the influence on the rest of the rock world. And I actually called I was texting with Paul Stadden, our former producer.
He was a Sabbath fan. Yeah.
And I checked in with him because I knew he was a big fan. And
I gave him some of my Ozzy stuff from TK that I got.
All right.
Yeah.
And I was asking, you know, hey, how you doing, man? He's like, I'm fine. You know, but when Tommy Iommi Pye says I'm going to be a curled up ball of you know, shivering in the floor.
Yeah, Paul's a guitar guy.
Because he's a guitar guy. Yeah. Right, exactly. So, yeah, huge news, of course. Ozzy Osbourne passes away. Not suddenly, of course, he's had a long history of health problems. You know, it's interesting, too, because at one point in history, you know, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, Ozzy was sort of like, you know, pop culture enemy number one for what then were not yet my people, but the Christian right. You know, now they're my people. Back then they weren't my people. And so, you know, he's a Satan worshiper and all that. And he said it was just an act. And but the, you know.
Now, I remember wearing those shirts underneath the jacket in church. Like,
you know, I'm getting
like,
away with it.
I'm
look
so
what I smuggled in
with
here.
My Blizzard of Oz raglan shirt.
But
no,
yeah,
no.
I mean,
he was
you know,
it's like totally normal.
But
it's
now
an act.
It's interesting because now, as all of the kids who grew up listening to all of that, you know, mind rotting, soul crushing music, and now it's like, I mean, he's just, you know, just Ozzy. You know, he was a guy that everybody loved. And it kind of, I don't think any of the real facts changed, but the perception, which is always, you know, every generation hates its kids' music, and they think it's terrible and horrible. It's going to ruin the world, and maybe one day it will. It hasn't happened yet, but, you know, or well, maybe it has. Who knows? We'll see. You know, time will tell. But at some point, probably they'll say, ah, look at that. Plato got it right. You know, you shouldn't have put music in the hands of the infants. But, you know, for now, all of the most upstanding citizens that I know are either fans or, you know, okay, whatever. You know, like I mean, how many people that are alive today and under the age of 60, okay? I mean, you know, you might be 80 and still hate him. But you're under the age of 60 and you're like, man, that Ozzy Osbourne ruined everything for us. You know, like, it's just, it doesn't.
Right. Yeah,
you know, they're
yeah.
looking more at, you know, Megan Thee Stallion and the
oh my
Kardashians.
Goodness.
And,
yeah.
You know, they're little, and they're, well, if it hadn't have been for him, you wouldn't have, you know, they were looking at, you know, Fantasy Island, Paradise, Bachelor, Screw Everybody Party show, whatever. You know, it's all the shows together. They're one show. They're kind of looking at that stuff, and, you know, that's more the focus these days.
So, oh, no, absolutely. Anyway. Yeah, Ozzy's, that's nothing.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, it's just music, right?
He's
I mean,
pretending to worship the devil. Yeah, that girl's whatever. Singing about her wet butt P-word. It's
yeah,
it's
that's
awful.
The one.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the one that we ought to be paying a little bit more attention to.
Man, this song is dirty.
I watched a little bit of the Osbournes. Like, we watched it some.
Yeah.
But I wasn't a fan.
We had to do the premiere at TK. And, like, at one point, he came out on a little tiny little cart that you ride around like you do at Walmart or whatever.
Yeah.
Ozzy did. And it was like, oh, goodness. And it just kind of gave you a semblance of, oh, that's America's family. And they live next door to Pat Boone, and they would constantly crank call his house. And
right. And like, I think that's part of what that show did was just.
It did. It
these
totally
people are so
normalized
normal.
Him. Yeah.
Their arguments are just like our arguments.
Well, he was having a fight with Sharon, and he was like, you know, I'm.
No, no. With who?
Sharon!
Thank you.
Ozzy! And she was like, he's like, I'm the Prince of Darkness. We're not going to have bubbles at my show, because she was the one that was in charge of all this, hiring the bands and whatever. I am the Prince of Darkness. We're not having bubbles. And they have bubbles. No. We have to do
that's,
every.
That's
yeah,
how marriage works. Yeah, that's exactly
that's
right.
How, yeah, and that's how management works. Anyway, good show.
Oh, by the way, I did not know the. I did not. I mean, I was reading about him, but one of the things I didn't know is so her dad was the band manager and owned his contract.
That's right,
and,
Don. Yeah.
And then as a wedding, he like did not want his daughter dating him for what I think for most parents would be obvious reasons.
Right. Yeah, he was pretty gross. He showed up. Yeah.
I mean, he's only 2 or 3 years older than she was, but still, you know, but.
Yeah, nobody
Ozzy,
wants your
right?
daughter marrying a musician.
You know, marrying Bathead Bite Off guy, right? So, but then as a wedding present, gave her the contract so that she owned the talent rights to her husband, who then she turned around and sold it to CBS.
Isn't that crazy?
And they never, like, either never spoke again or they were estranged for, like, the rest of their lives. Like,
that's right.
Which is not a great
gosh, and she's started so many, like, not just Sabbath tours or, you know, whatever, but fights with so many bands, like Insane Clown Posse and Smashing Pumpkins and, like, because she's managed a bunch of different bands and... Oh, my God, the dirt, I could tell you.
I'm sure, like, aside from the musical influence, just all the drama you think of surrounding music and the backstory and the parties, and you've seen This is Spinal Tap, and you think, well, that's satire. It's like Transgressors. It's not really satire. They're just telling it a little bit more vividly, but it's really, this is all the stuff that happens.
He was very vocal. If it wasn't for her, he'd just be some dead guy.
Because
I don't mean now that he passed,
right, no, but because
like
of
he
drugs and alcohol.
Right,
and,
exactly you know, that. Exactly that.
In fact, that's why that was why he left Sabbath, right? It was because of drugs and alcohol. So, you know.
And then rejoined him again for money.
Right, yeah, everything's fine. No
and
big
again
deal.
For money.
So
and money.
Weirdly, a British Great American Story?
I mean, it really is.
It's, you know, and listen.
Everybody
you wanna,
knows the name Ozzy.
Yeah,
I know
if you want to draw a lesson.
That.
If you want to draw a lesson. You know, and then there's potentially lots of lessons you could draw. I mean, you could draw negative lessons. Like, see, you can be a, you know, crazy, boozing, drug-using, wild man. And in the end, it just kind of works out okay for you. You know,
you
did
accent.
Pretty well. You make a lot of money and you, you know, have a lot of fame.
And everybody at the elbow room is like, oh, man.
Right, exactly. But,
I'm just
but I think if there is a lesson, you know, one of the lessons here is that, look, in a capitalist environment, you know, people pay money for the things they enjoy, they like, and if you can figure out a way to make that system work for you, that's all that. That's ultimately that's all that matters economically. I mean, you know, they figured out a way to make
and
that
Sharon
system work
sure
for them.
Did.
And absolutely, both in the music sense and in the you know production value sense and in the make a spectacle of it sense and you know modern media, all of that. So, you know, take the lesson that you will, but capitalism is based on popularity, fame, notoriety, catching people's attention, distracting them, you know, making sure they look at your wreck as they're driving down the road and. You know, his wreck got looked at a lot, and they made a lot of money. I mean, that's kind of that's my right. I mean,
you are 100% right. 100%.
519 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repair, repairs or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida tomorrow at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, NewsRadio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
I cannot teach him. The boy has no patience.
This was one of my semi-deep cuts that I really did like. This is Fairies Wear Boots.
Yes, it is.
And I, like, this is...
Yeah, this is old Sabbath.
Yeah. Right. I like, and, you know, part of what I was thinking about today in terms of honoring the fans is really always the goal, is the people who loved Ozzy and Black Sabbath is giving them some of the, you know, the standards, you know, Crazy Train, of course, but also finding a few of the ones that I thought were actually really, really good deeper cuts, and then at least the fans would be like, oh, he played that? You know?
Yeah,
Nobody plays that.
Yeah, Fairies Wear Boots. Right. That's, yeah, TK only plays Ozzy, it seems. They don't play that one.
All those poor DJs had to get up and go back to work and undo their voice tracking.
I know. I sent to Andrew that text yesterday because nobody's live. Oh, do we need to?
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines.
Are you an Ozzy fan?
What's that?
Are you an Ozzy fan?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I like him.
Yeah. That's everybody. That's everybody right there.
Unconvincing answer ever. Oh, yeah, sure.
Uh-huh, yes, fellow metal fans, I am.
Yes, fellow fans
of
the metal, which is heavy. I have enjoyed many a good lick of hotness recently myself. Go on, David.
I'm sorry.
There's nobody less metal than David Wayne.
Yeah, right
I'm
now.
A news nerd. What do you expect? Come on now. The President's Golden Dome Missile Defense Project is getting more money. Lawmakers in the House voted to pass the Department of Defense Appropriations Act, which includes roughly $13 billion for advanced initiatives to support the dome. That's in addition to the $24.4 billion in funding that was included in the Big Beautiful Bill. The man who killed four University of Idaho college students in 2022 will be sentenced today, Brian Koberger. We'll also hear from family members of the victims, but he's not required to tell the court his motive for those killings. And, you know, I think you mentioned this yesterday, Andrew, but beef prices are at a record high right now.
It's killing me.
Over $6 a pound. That's the first time tracking began back in the 80s. Drought, rising feed costs, and a shrinking cattle supply are driving the surge. U.S. beef herds are at their lowest level since 1961. They're saying this is after the USDA halted Mexican cattle imports over a parasitic fly.
You know, just when you think you've gotten yourself adjusted to the new prices, you go back to the store a week later and like, what the? Come on. This cannot be right. Because, I mean, seriously, so hamburger is the only meat that my wife likes. She doesn't like any other kind of meat. She doesn't like steak. She doesn't like chicken. Doesn't like fish. She doesn't like pork. She eats hamburger. So I buy hamburger, right, to make, you know, spaghetti and meatballs and hamburgers, per se, you know, tacos, all that kind of stuff. And so I go back to the store and, you know, literally every week, and I think I've just adjusted myself to last week's outrageous prices, and then I see $5, and I see $6, and I see $7 a pound for hamburger. Are you high? That's just not possible.
What, the Florida?
You know, I just think that cannot be right. That cannot be right. You know, it's hamburger. Of course, then, you know, the ribeyes. And I see some of these prices, too. You know, like $18 a pound. The what you say? I mean, wow. Okay. David, thanks so much for the update. 525 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, this is actually a little bit. I have a lot of interesting stories. And we have so much, like the stuff that's going on in the city. I mean, the mayor yesterday basically took responsibility for all the recycling fiasco stuff. And they're going to demolish the medical facility. Well, probably demolish it. They're going to buy it. They got a contract. You know, the ugly one up on North Palafox that has been there for forever and has been this just abandoned, blighted building on the east side. The ECUA had owned it one time and built that big, you know, really, I think, never used overflow storage tank for sewage in case the pump station gives out. That building, they got it under contract, $1.2 million. Finally, he's been working on this for forever. And then it'll probably get demolished. And then that area will be used as part of the Hollis T. Williams Stormwater project, which is a long, massive, sprawling millions of dollars project. The money's coming from grants related to Hollis T. Williams. So it's not city money that they're out for that. So just kind of an interesting development. We'll talk about that with the mayor this morning at 7:35. Coke is actually going to sugar.
I saw that. Yeah. So Mexican Coke?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But you're not going to call it that in America.
I bet, the Gulf of America.
No, I bet what's going to happen is Trump is going to make it'll be Coke, and then he'll make Mexico call theirs American Coke.
Oh, jeez. Shut up. He will not.
No, it'll be the Coke of America.
Coke of America.
What cracks me up about this is, and I don't have strong opinions about this because Coke is not my drink anyway. I'm a Pepsi guy.
And Mexican Coke tastes gross. Yeah.
Oh, so my wife who is a super connoisseur. She says it's perfectly normal and they can't even tell the difference.
She likes it. Okay.
She says, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Which I surprised me because I thought, I mean, she's the kind of person.
Well, she's married to you, so her taste is probably off.
Wow. But she really, like, she cares about McDonald's fountain soda because the fountains at McDonald's are actually different than that.
Oh, that's 100% true.
And so, you know, she went to McDonald's yesterday and she's like, yeah, their soda wasn't that great today. And I mean, like, she's a connoisseur. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't care. It all tastes fine to me. It's all good. What cracks me up is this notion, and I'm sure I'm going to draw somebody out of the woodwork on this, but this idea that if you eliminate the high fructose corn syrup and you replace it with sugar, well, now it's healthy.
Yeah, it doesn't. I know that it's not healthier.
It's
I don't
the
know
same.
why they're doing it.
It's still the same amount of sugar and calories and everything else. It's not like
if RFK,
you know, cane
screws up my soda for me, there's going to be a problem.
Right. Well, I mean, like, cane sugar is not magically healthy because it's not corn sugar.
It's like the electric cars. It doesn't go by magic.
Yeah, it's exactly the electric car doesn't solve. Oh, speaking of, you know what? God, I have so many things to get to. But this one is actually kind of interesting. Did you see that Mercedes is coming out with an electric vehicle, and their big selling point is A, massive high performance. You know, like, it's a performance sports car, and they're designing it, you know, with the, like, fake sounds. So it's going to generate noises and rumbles and feel and sound like a traditional V8. At least that's their goal.
No.
This is an electric vehicle. This is the AMG C590 prototype.
So it doesn't hit too many dogs?
Yeah. So it's got... Now, I'm a little bummed that the video was from inside the car where they have apparently very good windows, so it's noise dampened, but... That's an electric vehicle.
I've never really listened to one. I know
that
they're kind of quiet.
Well, they don't make any noise because it's an electric motor. There's no noise. But that's the fake, sounds like a V8 Mercedes that they're in development of right now.
Right.
And I just, you know, like, what? Can't just make a regular car, then it has a regular engine that makes the regular sound, that makes the regular rumbles. But that's the wave of what they think is the future, is offering that product. So, okay, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when they make the electric, I don't know, like the electric sports car, you know, like the coupes that make them sound loud, or the Harleys, all these things. Yeah. You hear about this. We're all accustomed to the desire for the old car, but apparently enough people want to buy the new vehicle, but they don't want to give up the fun sound and rumble of the old one, so we're putting an artificial rumble and sound maker inside the car to pretend that it's, you know, car porn. 5:30 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Man, there's so much going on. We have the 7th Annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is...
next month.
Yeah, next month, Friday, August 15th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark. Great folks, by the way. I was in Leap with Michael Clark, so, you know him. He's a great guy.
I did Leap with the other guy.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Excellent. Anyway, local news coming up next. You'll have whatever David thinks is worth telling, which I'm sure will be good stuff.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Sentencing day for Brian Koberger later today. Will the admitted cold-blooded killer of four college students actually speak in court?
It will start with the victim impact statements. We've heard from the family of Ethan Chapin, and they do not plan to be in attendance today. But we could also hear from the victim's roommates, who have so far avoided the spotlight. All eyes will be on the admitted mass murderer, Brian Koberger. He will have an opportunity to address the court if he wants to, but highly unlikely he actually will.
Officer Chanley Painter reporting from Boise, Idaho. A new trade deal with Japan, that from President Trump, touting an investment of $550 billion by Japan into the U.S. And the U.S. will receive 90% of the profits, plus the president claims it will create hundreds of thousands of jobs. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 5:31 at News Radio 92.3 right now. We've got the start of another warm day. It's 82 degrees right now. That real field temp, though, already hitting 95 degrees today. We'll get more on our forecast here in just a couple of minutes. But we are learning a little bit more about this federal ICE raid at a local landscaping business in Navarre yesterday. Local law enforcement, including both FHP and local sheriff's deputies, were on hand supporting ICE during a raid at Emerald Coast Lawns. It reportedly was related to...
illegal aliens, people that entered the country illegally, and apparently they grounded up a few of them.
And that's Sheriff Bob Johnson. He was... at the scene, he talked to Channel 3, and he said his office supports President Trump and his agenda. They were there to provide whatever assistance federal agents needed. Once news of that raid did spread, protesters ended up on the scene shouting at agents with bullhorns. The raid happened at Emerald Coast Lawns on Highway 87. Well, work continues in Gulf Breeze on phase one of the city's utility undergrounding project. City leaders say that took years of planning to get started, but the poles are now actively coming down.
That project on the highway will be, you know, done by the end of the month, first week of August latest. So that's really exciting to finally see.
The first phase of the project stretches along 98 from the Pensacola Bay Bridge to around Daniel Drive. The second phase of the project will focus on other neighborhood collectors. That is expected to be an ongoing project through the end of next year. Well, Santa Rosa County Commissioners talking about the possibility of doing something different with retention ponds.
I'm just going to throw this out there. I would suggest, if we really want the spirit of what a conservation community, what we're trying to accomplish, I would say that retention ponds not require a fence. And we encourage to minimize the slope construction or something so to serve more as an amenity or a water feature.
District 5 Commissioner Colton Wright in Santa Rosa County from a meeting earlier this month, and he said using that gradual slope and leaving out the fence would enable developers to use the ponds as more of an amenity. It would be easier to maintain, and he said it would just look better. Wright said he was recently in Orlando where retention ponds weren't fenced off and served more as a part of the landscape. The executive director of the new State Board of Immigration Enforcement says Florida sheriffs will soon be making independent immigration arrests. Larry Keefe also said on Tuesday state law enforcement officials will be announcing in the coming days a plan to utilize county jail bed space.
57 of which are run by sheriffs, 10 of which are run by counties, to where those beds will always be made of, when as they come clean and are available, will be put into play with all of the logistics work along with the transportation.
Governor DeSantis reiterating that while the state is helping with immigration enforcement, he says it's the federal government's responsibility to house and process illegal immigrants. It is 5:35 at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get a look at our weather forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson and Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing a rain chance increase today. 70% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Thursday, 80% chance of rain, high near 90. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Keeping rain chances high on Friday with an 80% chance of rain, high near 90 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
82 degrees right now, that real field temperature already hitting 95 degrees today. Our next news at 6. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Hershey said it is raising prices on its candies by double-digit numbers because of historically high cocoa costs. The increase reflects a higher list price as well as adjustments to the weight and number of candies in each bag, a practice known as shrinkflation. CNBC reports President Trump met with Jeff Bezos at the White House last week. Bezos has cozied up to President Trump during his second term in the White House. Bezos competes with Elon Musk, who had a dramatic falling out with Trump through their space ventures. AI startups raised more than $104 billion in the U.S. in the first half of the year, nearly matching all of 2024. Startups, including AI applications, are seeing much more activity by volume, but the dollar amounts are lower than at the infrastructure and AI model layers. Most exits have been bolt-on acquisitions, with CoreWeave's IPO at the end of the first quarter being the rare exception. Futures are moderately higher after President Trump announced a trade deal with Japan. That's Your Money Now.
Markets may be unpredictable, but your cleaning service shouldn't be. At Janie King, the King of Clean, we work with you to build custom cleaning programs that fit your facility and your budget. Our local franchise owners deliver reliable, hands-on service backed by regional support, so you get flexibility, consistency, and peace of mind. That's one less thing to worry about. Head to JannieKingCleans.com to learn more. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the King of Clean.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 539 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News yesterday, as is our habit. Actually, it's a little weird because it was a Tuesday and a Monday, but once a week we like to connect with Jimmy Patronis, our congressman. He was traveling Monday, so we had him on yesterday. Jimmy, welcome back to the show, sir.
What are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola.
Oh, hold on just a second. That's not Jimmy.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay.
Right, do I need to keep talking for a little bit?
Thank you for having me.
There we go.
Am I coming through okay? I hear a little static on
no,
your
you're,
end.
No, you sound
okay,
perfect
good.
On
okay.
this end. Actually, probably you sound better than me. Nice. So, no, you sound
I just
sound
wanted
great.
To say congratulations. I voted for you, and it's
Oh,
yeah.
that's Candy,
no, it's
who used to
Thank
be
you.
Hear you on. You're
it
so
worked.
Great. I know it. I'm so glad. I was so glad when Trump put this. Anyway, you're amazing. I love you.
So lots of stuff.
Well, appreciate it.
Lots of stuff since you and I last talked. I think one of the big bills was the rescission bill, which is to pull back funding that had previously been granted. I think the big news item here was that it was NPR and PBS getting cut, but also foreign aid getting cut. In my opinion, USAID, like there are lots of problems in USAID, but I was reading a very interesting study recently that indicated that the number of lives that are saved by our health initiatives around the world, whether it's malaria or HIV AIDS or infant mortality questions, I mean, USAID makes a huge difference in lives saved, but I know there are problems too. Can you maybe tell us where we're at on the USAID side?
Yeah, look, was there a segment of members of Congress who had a lot of just anxiety about rescission? Yes, because there's definitely a feeling of the separation of powers between, you know, the legislative and the executive branches is we set the budget and the money and you spend it. So then when you have a president deciding that, hey, I'm not going to spend this money and I want you to take it back. That's kind of going against it. So you get some purists out there that truly believe this is against the will of the people. So, you know, this is where I think what ultimately was accomplished is as this rescission package did pass, you know, there's going to be organizations and institutions that have been beneficiaries of these tax dollars. They're going to get a wake-up call that, you know what, guys, just because the cash flow is coming from the federal government doesn't mean that we're not going to pay oversight to how you're spending those dollars. So this is no different than what happened with these categories, whether PBS or the foreign aid or national public radio, that they've gotten outside of their lane. So color inside the lines, you know, be responsible with the U.S. taxpayers' dollars, and then you'll have the opportunity to come back and make your arguments to Congress for any changes you want to see moving forward. But I think, you know, a lot of this stuff goes on autopilot. Yeah. And it happens from the federal to the state, or the federal to international, from the state to even local governments, where those dollars, you know, they get issued, and then they may not get spent for 100% of what they were instructed to be spent for. And that's just not acceptable. So this is, I think this was a good shot across the bow. I think there's a heck of a lot more that could have been cut, but this is at least a start.
Yeah, and I guess, Mike, and I agree with all of that. My question is, I feel like the United States has done, over the decades, has done so much good around the world, and bad, too, and waste, too, certainly, and fraud, too, that there are millions and millions of people who are alive because of our health initiatives, particularly, and I hate the idea of all of that going away, and, you know, when, you know, Democrats say, well, you're cutting funding and killing people, I mean, we'd be cutting funding and killing people, and I hate to think that that would be the case, and so I'm just wanting to make sure that there are, you know, people like you who are up there watching to see that at least the good stuff we do is going to continue to be funded at appropriate levels.
You know, every dollar, and it's and it's all absorbing. Every dollar's got to be managed, in my opinion. There, you know, I used to say, you know, if you watch the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. And it's no different whenever somebody decides that we're not going to give you as much money this year as you got last year. You know, they will roll out the worst of the greatest human tragedies in order to try to create a stop or impasse to that dollar being cut. But it is what it is. I mean, we got to stop sending our money to other people, and we got to manage it better. So they now have to come back and show, too, that their product of work, of what type of success they've had, or what they've done with the dollars they've received. I think this is all a fair question to be asking. Unfortunately, this went a little further, and the money is being taken away. So this will be a real wake-up call, not just to those entities we clawed money back from, but anybody who's a beneficiary of U.S. taxpayers' dollars.
Jimmy, one of the things I keep hearing from people about the whole Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of America thing is that this is really all this is about oil drilling. And if you change the name, then all of a sudden it changes any of the prohibitions which were there. The city of Pensacola just on Thursday passed a statement in which they said, you know, we just don't want offshore drilling. And that's, you know, I mean, many communities around Florida, as you know, this is a big issue both militarily for the Gulf Test Range, but also for our environmental issues. When I go to Mobile and I look out on the water, I think, God, thank God we don't have that here, because it's everywhere there's an oil rig, and we just don't have it in Florida. Can you maybe clarify where we stand with keeping the Gulf free of oil drilling rigs, especially with that Gulf of America thing?
Yeah, that's right. We have taken a statewide legislative congressional delegation approach that anytime this subject rears its head, that we unite together. This is one of several issues that the entire Florida delegation really stands together on. There's just no appetite for it. And I always tell those that decide, especially in our backyard, that decide this is a good thing, I said, you cannot tell me, you know, when you look at the economic activity that comes from our military installations in the Gulf Coast, now if you start any type of drilling in the Gulf, now you're going to jeopardize those missions, and they may have to go somewhere else. So, and my attitude has always been, you've got to show me where drilling is not going to generate the equivalent amount of money. You've got to generate more money than what we're going to have if you affect those missions and how they leave and the prosperity they bring to Northwest Florida. So, you know, my attitude is, the more every county commissioner, city commissioner that is hearing the show today, we welcome any resolutions you want to set on half your commissions or your councils. Send them to us. Let's just continue to keep this an issue that's important to our coastal areas, but more importantly, to our military missions.
Do you feel like, because the president is from New York, right? He's not from Florida, even though he lives here now, and he's a drill baby drill guy, right? So do you think he understands that concept when it comes to the Gulf?
I think he comes and goes. At the end of the day, as long as you have those the drop in fuel prices like you're having, it really doesn't make it attractive to do that drilling in the Florida waters. So I mean, he has been effectively at turning the economy in favor of the user, and this is a good thing. I don't see him, you know, wanting to put our military missions in jeopardy. But you know, the one thing I love about the president, he is not afraid to throw things against the wall and see if they stick. So again, if he says something that may be based on the audience he's from, don't read too much into it. It's probably because somebody got to him and stirred his pot right before he got to the microphone.
Gotcha. The cryptocurrency legislation. This, I am not a particularly knowledgeable person about this subject, but what I have read about is very interesting. I guess there's a couple of bills still pending, and there's a bill that you guys already passed. This issue of a stable cryptocurrency, because it's backed by dollars, is interesting compared to the completely untethered ones. Can you tell us what has Congress done and doing on the subject?
So one thing that we wanted to do is we put into law that you cannot create a central bank digital currency. So that makes it loud and clear that once we go into the digital currency, we're already there, but we're in the digital currency market, that the federal government can't turn on its own coin. What's important about this and what is feared by many and I'm concerned about is, so you decide to set up your own wallet using this federally backed digital currency. Well, then the federal government can turn and turn on and turn off your wallet, or they can take your money from you. We're not going to allow that to ever happen. And now U.S. law prevents that from ever being the case. So we're putting in guardrails to ensure that there's always a free market when it comes to those currencies. We're creating a pathway for those that want to create stable coins that can be pegged to a U.S. dollar. But we've also got language in play that says those transactions can't be, can't be surveilled. So we will, your transactions, they stay private. Those are things I think are important, just out of just respect to our U.S. citizens. So I mean, it's stability, it's more transparency, and also protecting their money while it's in their possession.
The story that had kind of been circulating, I think it was late last week, was about the EPA cutting its research. But then the question is, what about the EPA facility out on Pensacola Beach? And you had told Channel 3, I think, that that's all staying. Did I understand that story correctly?
Yeah. So, I think there was something. When I got reached out by WAR on this, I'm thinking, this is news to me. I even reached out to the administrator myself over the weekend. And I bounced off of him, what I was getting questioned with, and he thought it was, that doesn't make any sense. So I think some things were taken out of context. But anytime there's going to be any type of cuts at any level or any agency, just like what we talked about a little bit earlier regarding, people are going to roll out the worst case scenarios, mm-hmm. and it's no different when we're trying to tighten our belts on waste, fraud, and abuse. With the Medicaid dollars in our state, what are the different entities they roll out that we're going to close down rural hospitals? So they roll out what is seen as the most, the most passionate, vulnerable element of service providers, and they make it sound like we're going to put those out in the street, like they rolled out a bunch of pregnant mothers and saying we're not going to give them services. So, I mean, again, I think a lot of people are concerned about any type of cuts. But, guys, we have got to watch out for people's money. Yeah. At the end of the day, I mean, I want you spending your money. I don't want the federal government wasting your money.
We saw that with the NPR PBS stuff, right? Like, we know it's a very, very small percentage of the funding, but all of a sudden, all of these rural stations are going to go away, they say, and nobody's going to get their weather information anymore. And, people are going to die in storms because, you had the audacity to cut 1% of the funding for, government broadcasting. Like, I get what you're saying about the worst thing gets trotted out as the reason that you can't do any kind of a cutback or any kind of a reduction. Last thing, we're talking to Congressman Jimmy Patronis. Obviously, that one of the big talking topics right now is the Epstein files. We have the folder, we don't have the folder. They don't exist. We're going to release. We're not going to release, and then meanwhile, the MLK Jr. files get all released. What do you think needs to be done with the Epstein? Whatever data is out there. Now we're going to bring out the grand jury testimony, but not maybe all the files. What do you want to see happen?
So, one, I'm a big transparency guy. Full transparency, then people can get all their questions answered however they want. I have no problem getting everything all released. But I think at the end of the day, this is a massive energy and time suck. At the end of the day, I want to continue pushing more rescission packages. I want to continue saving our country from a fiscal health, from undoing all these policies of the Biden administration did over the last 4 years. I want to pass President Trump's executive orders. But when you have issues like a dead pedophile's, black book list consuming everything that we're trying to do for the good of the people, it's frustrating. So yeah, my attitude is, can we quit talking about it so we can start doing some good? Because I don't know Jeffrey Epstein. He did horrible things, for those crazies out there that want to get to the bottom of it, let them have it. I just want to work. Okay. And right now, the Epstein files have gotten to the point where it has created an impasse for us getting things done because we have such a slim majority and the Democrats have found an issue that they've been able to basically block any committee moving forward because they're loading it up with Epstein amendments. So, that's why, at least I like where the president has some jurisdiction in this and he is getting the Department of Justice. At least he started. Hell, yesterday he dropped 250,000 pages dealing with the Martin Luther King assassination. So, right. So he's definitely in the mindset of getting the stuff vetted and flushing it out just to you know, settle the conspiracy theories.
Well, surely you're not implying that in the United States of America we occasionally fixate on the wrong thing. I know that cannot be something that you would be saying. Jimmy,
we love gossip. I'm sorry.
We so
human.
Do.
We
oh,
love
my God.
Gossip. But, you know, but God, I want to work. Man, I come up here away from my family, my friends, the part of the country that I love to deal with trying to change the world, and then we can't move an inch because – of a dead pedophile. I mean, it's
yeah,
stupid.
You're
you know
right.
What? Get it out there so we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Jimmy Petronas is our congressman from Northwest Florida. Jimmy, great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again next week. Thank you, as always, for the time. I appreciate it. I do hope you get to work, frankly.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. I appreciate
all right.
you. See you, buddy.
And one day, we can stop talking about a dead pedophile. All right, Jimmy, what a treasure. 554 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, and if you need to sell a house or buy a house or, you know, get some information and perspective on what the markets are doing or, you know, and, you know, sometimes you think about, like, the real estate market is a thing. It's not a thing. It's kind of a collection of a lot of smaller markets, you know, markets like what is the house market in Gulf Breeze doing right now? And, you know, it might be doing one thing at, you know, $300,000 or $400,000. It might be doing an entirely different thing at $800,000 or $900,000. And same thing, you know, Cantonment or the Pensacola Beach or Milton or rural Santa Rosa County. Like, they're all different things. And it's not kind of just this one big thing. And so having somebody who does enough transactions where they really know all these different aspects of what's happening right now, that's useful. Well, that's Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. They sold 165 homes last year, 175 the year before that. That means they're just clicking along three and a half, four every single week. So doing that many deals gives you a kind of knowledge and experience that maybe not everybody has. And that's one of the values. So, you know, believes in doing all the little things, believes in helping you make a good decision and, you know, helping you implement whatever decision you are going to make, and just loves talking to people about real estate. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Is your home your dream home, or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola, Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Do you feel your music is racist in any way?
No.
No, of course not. We say love your brother. We don't say it, really. But
we don't literally say it.
No, we don't say
it. We don't really literally mean it.
No, we don't believe it either. But
generals gathered in their masses. Just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction. Sorcerer of death's construction.
How am I doing so far, Candy?
Doing very good. He rhymes masses with masses, but yeah, it's okay because it's Ozzy. It's fine.
It's the same word. Wait a minute. It's just used in two different meanings. It's literally a rhyme because it's the same word.
Yes.
But great songs. Great songs. Yeah, obviously Ozzy Osbourne passes away, and so all day it's all Ozzy Osbourne bumper music, except probably for the mayor. We'll play his DC talk.
NewsRadio923.com. NewsRadio923. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.